We all suffer occasionally from job-related anxiety and stress, but when do we fall ill due to various aspects connected with working? European Business has published a thought-provoking list of symptoms. Home is where the work is. When office becomes your home and you are away from it for short periods of time only, then it becomes a problem. Your body never gets the chance to relax. You hate your job, but you stay anyway. In your heart, you know that your job is not right for you. It doesn't make you feel good, it's not fun. You stay though, because the thought of having no job or not being able to find one seems even worse than your current position. The likelihood is high that doing such a job over an extended period of time will make you ill. You feel overwhelmed over a long period of time. Projects that never end, many meetings, lots of pressure from managers. Anyone who has to deal with this kind of situation for an extended period of time knows that the body's energy reserves suffer. Anyone who is overwhelmed with the work over a long duration can become physically or psychologically ill because the body no longer has sufficient resources to keep itself healthy. You are under challenge for longer periods of time. Even the opposite can make you ill. Boredom at work can be grueling. The constant search for something to do and the long wait for the end of the day doesn't really challenge the brain. It's also exhausting, unfulfilling, and can lead to the illnesses in the long run. You have a long commute. Long-distance commuting can become a serious burden for body and soul, especially when workplace offers only limited satisfaction. Even a half-hour journey can become a nuisance when motivation at work is missing. Your job is physically demanding. Jobs which are particularly physically demanding can make you ill. However, your attitude towards work also plays an important role. If you have enough fun at work, you can overlook physical stress. In general, physical effort in the workplace should not be underestimated. If you feel overburdened, you should speak to your supervisor. The atmosphere in the team is dense. Whether it concerns your relationship with your boss or your colleagues, if the atmosphere is tense, it can make you feel ill. Bullying, arguments between colleagues, or gossiping affect you emotionally and can wear you down. Try to identify the source of the problem and discuss it with your boss or your colleagues. You receive no support. That's not my problem. A lack of support from colleagues or the boss can also cause you to feel uncomfortable and in the long run can even make you ill. Anyone who asks for support but never receives it feels isolated. The classic we feeling is missing, just like the fun at work. You are constantly accessible. Simply switching off is not possible. The feeling of having to be available for work around the clock can make you ill. Anyone who is practically always on call doesn't have the opportunity to strike the necessary balance between work and their private lives. The consequences? Illness, imbalance, and in the worst case, even depression. You are often ill. The clearest signal is the fact that you often feel ill or look for excuses not to have to go to work. The body is already reacting to your work situation and is trying to withdraw from it. It should pull the plug and put your health first.